A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Constitutional Court challenge by opposition MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa, who is disputing the outcome of the July 30th election. Of course, the court has just adjourned, and the Chief Justice, Luke Malaba, says judgment will be delivered on Friday. So on Friday, it is D-Day for Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Harare was under tight security today as the Constitutional Court began to hear the main opposition party's challenge to the results of last month's presidential election.
Chamisa's challenge claims the Electoral Commission bumped up Mnangagwa's figures through double counts and the creation of ghost polling stations. It also alleges that some polling stations recorded more voters than those registered to vote. The presidential election results are also not tallying with the parliamentary ones.
Through his lawyers, Mnangagwa argues that there is no valid election petition challenging his victory before the court to warrant invalidation of the polling results. He aversed that Chamisa's petition is plagued with blatant procedural irregularities and wants the court to dismiss the petition and confirm him as the winner.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
Kubva kudare reConstitutional Court iro ratanga kuziya nhasi mangwanani nyaya yakakwidzwa kudare iri nemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa yekuti vari kuti ivo aiwa sarudzo dzinenge dzakabirirwa zvemhando yepamusoro-soro. Dare ratanga kunzwa humbowo kubva kugweta ravaChamisa vatavani mupofu avo vanga vachiti zvinhu zviri kubuda kubva kuZEC zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka nekuti iri kuramba ichichinja-chinja kuverenga kwayakaita mavhoti kuti ndezvipi zvakabuda musarudzo zvavati izvo zvachinjwa katatu vachitiwo havasi kuwirirana nenyaya yekuti kune mamwe mapolling stations anosvika iwo 16 kana kuti 16 zvakabuda musarudzo izvozvo zvese zvanga zvakafanana vachitivo ivo havanawo kufara nekuti varayiridzi havana kukwanisa kunge vachivhota kunyangwe Zek yanga yataurira dare kuti ichaona kuti yavatsvagira mabhazi nezvimwe nezvimwe zvikuru vanga vachivhotesa kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavhotewo sekodzero yavo asi vachipindurawo magweta ava Munangagwa achitungamirwa naadvocate Louis Uriri anga achiti nyaya yeMDC inenge yakanonoka kuunzwa kudare nekudaro yanga isingafanire kumbonzwikwa vachiti havo kunyangwe hazvo Zeki iri kungoburitsa zvakasiyana siyana pasarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika nyangwe pakabviswa mamavhoti vamunangagwa ndo vanenge vakakunda nezvikamu makumi mashanu nerimwe chete kubva muzana kana kuti 50+1% ndo inodiwa kuti munhu anzi akunda musarudzo dzemuZimbabwe vari kuti ivo semaonero avo vamunangagwa hapana chinga vakanganise kuti vange vachitoreswa mhiko nekune rimwe divi kwauyawo gweta reZek vatawanda kane ngoni vachiedzawo kutsanangura kuti sei mafigiri asiri kunyatsobuda zvakanaka sezviri kutaurwa neMDC Alliance vamiramirawo vachitauraiwo kuti zvanga zvakanaka kuti veMDC Alliance devakakumbira kuti zvakabuda musarudzwo zvinge zvichiverengwa zvakare pachishandiswa ari kunzi maV11 anetsa maV11 akafanana neyainzi VAR iyaya yaitwa kuWorld Cup yekuti rikambotambwa tambwa bhora kana mafauti ipapo wapenarati mombodzokera kuti monotaura kuti zviri kufamba sei hapana kubirirwa here muchiita mareplays asi iko zvinoizvi yanyaya yemaV11 asi veMDC vanga vachitivo havasi kuda havo kuti zvinge zvichivhurwa kuti zvakamira sei asi vane umbowo huri kuratidza kuti ivo sarudzo idzi hadzina kufambiswa zvakanaka tinenge tine
our first guest is Mr. Dacus Monzora of the MTCT led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Monzora, good afternoon, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Monzora? Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Monzora, of course, we know there are some issues that as a lawyer you're not supposed to discuss, but of course there are some procedural issues that we can discuss. Just your general comment about today's proceedings.
I think today's proceedings went on very well. We were hearing before 9 judges of the Constitutional Court. In terms of our constitution, when the presidential challenge, all the 9 judges of the Constitutional Court must sit, and there must not be any one shot there. There cannot be 8, there cannot be 7, there cannot be less than that. They have to sit as 9, and they have to be led by the Chief Justice. So the judges said today, and yet our case, we were represented by Advocate Kabati Mpofu and Advocate Ashiti, while Uriri the other advocate appeared on behalf of the respondents. There were a number of arguments. The first one was whether the other presidential candidates who are not Advocate Chamisa can come to court on his case and seek to make submissions. We had hoped that other presidents, losing candidates like Dr. Manyika, Mr. Mangoba, and other presidents who were in this race and were not happy with the conduct of this election could be heard before the court. The court heard that issue first and dismissed it and said that they cannot be heard and that if they wanted to be heard before the court, they had to file their own application. But when the main issue was then argued, there were a few very, very interesting issues. Number one, whether in fact Munangagwa won the election. And in this regard, the lawyer pointed out at the ever-changing figures from the Zimbabwe Election Commission itself. You may remember that it started by saying Mr. Mnangagwa had won by 50.8%. Then that was what they announced. Then when they did the CDs, where they were giving the result was different. And when they were calculating after they were served with court papers, the results changed. So we have a Zek result that is on 3 occasions. So that was one bone of contention. The other one was that we have 16 polling stations with exactly identical votes. So, for example, if Chamisa got one vote at that polling station, and Mnangagwa got 52. Then polling station number two, it will be 158 on 16 occasions. That is very, very improbable. The issue of the traditional officials came, the issue of the non-existent polling station, there are polling stations that were not known to our agents, which produced the results. But I think the most dramatic thing came from the issue of the numbers of the people who voted and the numbers of the people who were supposed to vote. According to ZEC, the number of people who were supposed to vote was 4,320 people. But when they announced the result, the number shot 4,770 votes. What that means is that there are 770,000 voters whom we don't know where they came from. Then we have the issue of 40,000 teachers who were not allowed to vote because they were deployed as polling officers and so on. And these people were allowed by the courts to vote, but were not then allowed by the vote. Now, given the difference between Mr. Chamisa's votes and the President Mnangagwa's vote, a figure of 40,000 will make a very, very big difference. But importantly, there was evidence that we had 40,000 people, more people, voting for the presidential candidates than people who were voting for the parliamentary candidates. And as you know, the people were given three ballot papers, one for the AP, one for the Chancellor, and one for the President. And therefore, the vote must be the same. But if a person decides to vote, not to vote for Chancellor, for example, or MP, for example, they fill a certain form. Those forms are not there to account for the 40,000 votes. So the basic question remained: if President Mnangagwa says that he won the election, he won by how much? So the issue was that the election must be declared a nullity and it must be a rerun ordered, or that Mr. Chamisa must be declared the President of the Republic. So after hearing all the arguments, the judges reserved the judgment. What this means is that they are not giving judgment today. They are reserving it. They are going to think about it. And at 2 o'clock on Friday, they will give the judgment. I want to thank all the members of the MDC at this point in time for remaining cool and patient and resist all manner of provocation. We are very, very happy as a leadership at the level of discipline that they displayed. And on Friday, we go and listen to what the judgment is. And because of operation of the law, this judgment is final. When the Constitutional Court makes a ruling, that is it. It is the final ruling. We cannot at any moment pursue any other legal remedies. As remedies, if we are not happy, you have to be political remedies and so on. But right now, we are waiting for the judgment. In our view, this judgment can easily go our way.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Constitutional Court challenge by opposition MDC Alliance leader, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Court has indicated that a ruling will be delivered on Friday at 2 p.m. And, of course, our guest, we have Mr. Douglas Monzora, who is the MDCT Secretary General. That is the formation led by Mr. Chamisa. And, of course, we have also invited the ZANU-PF Secretary for Legal Affairs, Mr. Paul Munyaradz Mangwana. We hope we will be able to get in touch with him, and then he can also give his party's perspective, because we are not going to be putting our thumb on the scale. Gibbs, we have another lawyer.
Yeah, and that is Mr. Job Spanda. He's a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Very well. So give us your take of the what you witnessed today in court?
Well, I must confess that I did not watch the entire proceedings. I would watch it for a few minutes, do something else, and then go back to watch again. But the first thing that I would like to mention, and which didn't take quite a lot of time really, but which was quite obvious, was the disposal by the courts of the opposing affidavits that were filed by the other respondents who were not opposing the application. That decision really did not come as a surprise. I must say I expected that kind of decision. It was based really on a technicality, the technicality being the prejudice that the applicant, the respondent, the first respondent, the winning respondent, would suffer if those opposing affidavits were allowed to stand. So no big surprise there, in my opinion.
And ZANU-PF from the onset was pushing for the matter to be dismissed on technicalities. I think the court did allow the MDC Alliance to present its evidence and did not just dismiss the case. What is your take on that?
In fact, there is really nothing wrong with that. It happens all the time in our courts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, especially if a matter is important, or sometimes even if it's not a very important matter, the judges will want to hear both the technical aspects of the matter. They will also ask the parties to deal with the merits. There's really nothing strange about that. Mm-hmm. But what people must realize is that having heard both the technical objections to the application and also the merits, the judges may, I'm not saying they shall, they may actually determine the matter on a technicality. It has happened before. So it does not mean necessarily that because that the judges had the merits, they will determine the merits or the matter on the merits. They may. If they uphold the technical aspects, I know that Advocate Thabani Mbofu belatedly made an application for condemnation because, in fact, that was at the prompting of the judge, or one of the judges, and then he made a belated application for condemnation. What that means is that if you fail to comply with any aspect of the rule, for whatever reason, the law allows you to make an application to say, I am sorry, I failed to comply with this particular rule for these reasons, so I'm asking be condoned. Mm-hmm. And then the court can condone that failure. Mm-hmm. What the court cannot do is it cannot condone a failure to comply with a constitutional provision. Mm-hmm. In other words, if the Constitution says you must do 1, 2, 3, and you fail to do that, the court not condone that. Mm-hmm. But if, on the other hand, you fail to comply with the rules or the regulation, then the court is entitled to, if it is satisfied that the reasons for the failure to comply are genuine or are reasonable, the court is entitled to condone that failure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Sbanda. Please do stay online.
Sicela ukuthi singakayi kubaba uDagas Mazola kufake ngesindebele khonoko sibili ukuthi konkana kade sibona uSbanda ekhuluma ngakho kakhulu ukuthi ucele ukuthi axolelwe ukuthi application yabo bayifaka ngemfanelo. Kutshoni, kutsho ukuthi xa sebesenza ke isinqumo sabo kuzahamba njani kulapho, Sbanda?
Right. He in the corner, you see, MK20, Ben Ladebe, Ben Kun, what you get in Bofu. Twice I quote you see, Jemoba, my paper la, I'm a paper abo, I save, never with 3 days, his Baluguma rules. O which you would see, Bacho ukuthi bacele baxolise ukuthi behluleka ukuseva lawo maphepha ukuwahambisa kulabo ababebamangalela amalanga amathathu engakadluli. Umthetho ukuthi una kuyavunyelwa kusemthethweni ukuthi umuntu nxa ethena wehluleka ukwenza ulutho okumele alwenze ngesikhathi leso asiphiweyo, acele emthethweni ukuthi umthetho ngihlulekile ukwenza lokho okumele ngikwenze. Izizathu zokuthi ngingakwenzi lokho yilezi lalezi lalezi, umuntu azibeke zike sobala. I-court ilakho ukuthi izikhangele lezo zizathu. Nxa kuyizizathu ezilomkantsho ezidingileyo, i-court ilakho ukuthi imxolele umuntu ongasayenzanga lezo zinto ngesikhathi lezo asiphiwa sona. So kodwa okumele abantu bakwazi ukuthi i-court ilakho ukuxola nxa kuyukuthi lokho kungenziwanga kulokho okuthiwa ngama-regulations kumbe ama-court rules. I-court kayilakho kayilamandla ukuthi ixole nxa lokho kungenziwanga kuyilokho esingathi thina kubhalwe yi-constitution. Ngoba uzabona ukuthi kunemthetho ebhalwe ku-constitution kube leminye ebhalwe kuma-rules, kuma-code regulations.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Siwuzwile kakhulu sibili sibana. Sicela ubambe, sizabuya kuwe ngesikhaphe khaphe njengoba uthe funa uhamba amasenya.
Rikaiti dzokere kwamuri vamonzora muchiripo here parunare. Vamonzora? Nare yavamonzora inenge iri kuti netsei. But we have a video clip of advocate Dali Mpofu from South Africa. He wanted to be one of the lawyers defending Mr. Chamisa, but unfortunately he could not get his working permit on time. Yesterday we talked to Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi, who was saying that the MDC Alliance submitted the papers late and there was nothing much he could do. But of course, Mr. Monzora was saying that that is not true. They submitted the papers on time. It's just that the Justice Minister was playing politics. There's a video clip of Mr. Dali Mpofu. Let's take a listen.
Kuti mabengavumi nokuthi labo abakhalazayo bamelwe ngamagqwetha abawathandayo. Nomuntu kufanele azibonele ukuthi kwenzakalayo.
Bathi inkinga kuyini?
Inkinga uMinister of Justice, bathi nguye kuphela manje oshotayo ukuthi asivumele ukuthi singene.
Good, I think it's
good.
So what Dali Mpofu is saying there is that, you know, they were not allowed to go in and represent their clients. So he says the problem is with the Minister of Justice, nothing else.
Let's go to Mr. Sbanda, or before we go to Mr. Sbanda Gibbs, I see that there are many people who are following this.
I'm told to go to caller Chaparira.
Yeah, maybe. Let's go first to the caller. Hey, Magadi. Va Chaparira. Hey, Mterere Darparunari, Magadi. Nare dzinenge dziri kuti netsei. Asi pane vanhu vakawanda vati varoda kupinda muchirongwa. Gibbs, tina Richard Moyo, rikatimbonzwa kuti vari kuti iwo wanga vachitiwo paFacebook apa. Koma Richard Moyo vari kuti Mwari nzwirai tsitsi vanhu venyu. Kana takakutadzirai Mwari, ndinokumbira kuti mudzime kudarika kwedu uye neZimbabwe. That's a prayer there from Richard Moyo. Edmore Faneri Mhlanga ari kuti ndifonere yati panhamba dzake. Tina Douglas Gauke ari kuti zvaitika. What are the results? Maresults ari kubuda musi weFriday. Mukoma Richard ndo zvataurwa neDare. Give more Chiguvare ari kutiwo ndifonerei. Obet Nyarongwe ndizo zvari kuti ndibateiwo Farai Nyabadza Munashe Mutero Beta Beto Machiso vari kuti woti fonerei Mujandlovu ari kuti Marizau dzitiudzeiwo asati abuda ari kubuda nemusi wechishanu Timothy Mhlanga Brian Ken Musareva ari kuti ndifonerei tinotenda zvikuru vese kusanganisawo Modikai Matia Ndlovu Knox Jacobs anoziti Boss Jacobs Mfaro Mposi Stembing Kosi Mapedza Elvis Zvidzo Lucky Chikwanda ari kuti ovesa vari kuti ndifonerewo Caston Gua anoti tongochemwa kuna Mwari anova mudziviriri wezvose wezhira onio marasha ari kuda kuti ndifonerei Trinity Masuku ari kuti God is in it vese vari kuda kufonerwa tichaedza kuti tinge tichikufonerai asi nhare dziri kumboti netsei pano nepapo asi tichaedza nepese patinogona of course phones are a bit problematic
yes,
but we'll definitely try to call because many people have actually responded to say that we must call them because they want to give their two cents again.
I think it's an overwhelming response from the public. I think they are very much interested in knowing what is going to happen. We've got Roughness Sangu Usonyea who says it was clear that the judges were actually biased in favor of ZANU-PF. Then Mkini Nyoni says, why were those ZEC errors made to benefit ED only? Then we've got Roughness again who says, guys, if ZANU-PF wins this case, then Zimbabwe will be at a standstill. We've got Walter Bekitemba Mswazi, who says the case can be thrown out on a technicality. And then we've got Letelang Ndlovu, he says, call me right now, guys. And then we've got Skulumeli Vankole Mfoyet Kunjan, because we are the sense one in Ndlovu, Babu Gele Konapake, Uti Bez, Uti Chanjan. Supposedly, respond the Lawi Kulumuti, Lamin Kona, before it go to Esh, Kunzi, Marapes Pigarelako. So in Nasna Hambake, Kubabu Spanda, a blessing.
Of course, there is a statement here from Noah Manyika. Noah Manyika, of course, was one of the presidential candidates. And he says, friends, the session at the Constitutional Court ended about an hour ago. Judgment is going to be handed down on Friday at 2 p.m. Our own affidavits in support of their case were disallowed, but I believe the case is still a strong one. Advocate Mpofu, who is Chamisa's attorney, presented a compelling case. ZEC and ED's lawyers are intent to get the case dismissed on a technicality on the grounds of improper filing. Pray that the judges would have the courage to make their finding on the merits, as this is a far too important a case to be determined by a technicality. That's Dr. Noah Manyika there. Of course, like what Mr. Sibanda was saying, he was not allowed to give evidence in court.
We've got a caller up to one sponsor, and it's Slow Baba Umusa Konkoni. Baba Konkoni, Kunjan. Phone kunjani kutwa iphone isedliwe izinto nje singazithi amafoni ayenzakalani kumbe sibuyele ukuba uJob Spanda Mr. Spanda, are you still on the line?
I am still on the line.
Now, looking at some of the issues that were, you know, argued by Kanengoni, he was saying that the change of the results, you know, pertaining to the win by Mr. Emerson Mnangagwa do not actually change a lot of things. He says, of course, ZEC changed the numbers, but this does not change a lot of things. But don't you think, as a lawyer yourself, that the change of these numbers is the core issue here?
Right. The change in the numbers may become an issue, an important issue, if they materially affect the outcome. If the change in the numbers had the effect of lowering Mnangagwa's margin to less than 50 plus 1, then one could argue that such change should actually invalidate the electoral process. But you will also recall that in his arguments, Ukanengoni cited a case which happened in America, between I think he cited Bush versus Gore, I think it's a case that was decided in the American court some time ago, where he said that the result kept changing. So, but at the end of the day, what the court looked at was whether that change materially affected the will of the electorate. And if it does not materially affect the will of the electorate, even our own law here says that that should not be cause or be the reason why an election should be set aside. It must be such so material that the result of the electorate is actually vitiated by the mistake.
Yeah,
so I don't know what the court will eventually say. What it will find, it may find that there were errors, but they were not material, or it will find that there were errors, but they were material. So it depends on what the court at the end of the day finds to be the effect of those errors.
Thank you, Mr. Sibanda. Kune awa wachango tibata, nasi tiruku zea nyaya ye... yanga ichitongwa kudare repamusoro-soro reConstitutional Court mushure mekunge mutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa vaenda kudare vachiti havana kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo vachiti dzakabirirwa zvemhando yepamusoro. And we are now being joined by our second guest, that is human rights lawyer Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, blessing and colleagues at Studio 7. How are you all?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Mavinga, what is your take on the court proceedings today?
Well, a very complicated case, which it appears there was a degree of hostility towards the lawyers for the applicant, Nelson Chamisa, from the judges, and a greater focus, it appears, on peripheral technical aspects of the case. So from the line of questioning by the judges and the demeanor in terms of what can appear to be hostility and a friendly, it appears, demeanor towards the respondent lawyers, it seems that it's an uphill battle in terms of clearly presenting the issues. I believe that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, should have really been in the center in terms of having the onus and responsibility to show clearly how it delivered this election, whether it was credible, free and fair, and but that has not really come out during the proceedings today.
Asika vaMavinga vamwe vanga vachitiwo sezvangaitaurwa nemagweta avamunangagwa vanga vachiti mapepa anenge akanonoka kuendeswa. Hamuoni here kuti ipapo pamwe veMDC Alliance vanenge vakaresva?
Kwete, munoona kuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nyaya iri pamberi pematare pedare guru reConstitutional Court iyi yenyaya dzesarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika inyaya yahombesa yekuti haifaniri kutambwa vanhu vachirovambwa vakaviga mupinyi kana kuti vachiita kuhwanda nemunwe. Inoda kuti itambwe zviri pachena, paonekwe kuti nyaya dzeumbowo dziripo here, nekuti kana ikanzi ngaiperere pakuti nguva yanga yapfuura, izvo zvichizivikanwa kuti mukaenda kubumbiro remutemo renyika pasection 93 inotaura pachena nguva inenge iripo, uyezve kumitemo yeConstitutional Court zviri pachena kuti kana tichiverenga mazuva iwayo tichirava mazuva manomwe anenge asingaverengi musi wemugovera, musi wesvondo kana zororo rakatarwa nenyika. Saka zvese izvi zvinoita kuti ruzhinji rwuve nekugunununa kuti konyaya iyi sei iri kutambwa zvisina kutarukana. Ini ndaigona kukurudzira vematare kuti vaongorore nyaya iyi, vapinde mumapapu ayo vaone kuti umbowo hwacho ndehupiko huripo, uyezve vachete Zimbabwe Electoral Commission namai Priscilla Chigumba pakuchuchiswa, kuti vataure pachena kuti ko zvakambofamba sei, vavheneke vasave nechavanovanza kuitira kuti pakupera kwenyaya pasave neanogununa, munhu wese azive, nekuti izvi zviri kuitwa zviri pachivhitivhiti zvichionekwa nenyika yese nepasi rose. Saka makuruko kupota gavari kezavo kutasema vanechavano vanza gavari kuti zvese pachena pfu ivhirwe pachivanze vanhu vese vaone hapana chekuvigaba.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
So there is Busani Mbuso Ntini who writes, Bush versus Gore changes were due to a recount. How do you measure materially without subjecting the entire votes to an audit? I think this came out in the courts as well today. So, Baba Spanda, I've got two questions for you. So, we saw this thing actually playing out on the international stage. You know, Zimbabweans watching and all these kind of things. Is this part of the democratic process in Zimbabwe of transparency and all those kind of, you know, isms? And at the end of the day, explain again to us why those lawyers were blocked from coming to represent Chamisa. Baba Spanda? Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Right. You're asking whether the televising of this case live and it's being worldwide is indicative of a democratic process unfolding in our country.
Yes.
Right. Well, court proceedings in our country have always been public affairs. And the fact that for the first time, I don't recall any other case being publicized live on TV. The fact that the case was publicized live, in fact, accords with our law or to the fact that, look, courts are and must be seen to be places where the public has access to. So there's really nothing really that what one can read into this. It's just the law playing itself out there. And the fact that it was actually televised live and that the Judicial Service Commission actually permitted its beaming live is quite a positive step. And I hope it's the first of many such cases or instances that will take place. And then you also raised the issue of why the other people who had filed papers were blocked from arguing their matters. Well, as I said earlier, that really did not come as a surprise to me, because normally when papers are thrown out of court, or we use the term expunged from the record, what it simply means is that they were either unprocedurally filed or that they would cause prejudice to one of the parties. And in this case, although I have not seen the reasons or studied them, I suspect that it was because of the apparent prejudice. One of the judges, I'm aware, in fact, two of them, kept asking the advocate who was appearing for the fifth respondent, Noah Manyika, how it was expected that the first respondent who had won the election, that's in Mnangagwa, would respond to Manyika's affidavit or evidence. And procedurally, it is not possible. It would not have been possible for Mnangagwa to file or to respond to the allegations made in Mr. Manyika's affidavit. So I am sure that played a role in having all the papers filed in opposition, but actually supporting the application thrown out by the court.
We'll come back to that.
I could also say something briefly about what Mr. Mavinga said regarding rules of on technicalities. Yes, it is true. It is true that within as important a matter as this one, the court should actually go into the merits of the matter. But we should not forget that these rules were designed for a purpose. They were designed for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because today it's Nelson Chamisa who is taking who is challenging those results.
Mm-hmm.
And whilst the law told everybody, every contestant, that look, you have 3 days. 3 days to from filing your papers to serve them on the respondent. And I think they were filed on the 11th. I forget how many days had passed then. This is not just for this upcoming election. It was, you may have a case in future where somebody will file his papers or serve his papers 5 days out of time, 6 days out of time. So these regulations are meant to cover such situations so that people will know in future that, look, or to guide us in future if such a case should arise again.
Thank you.
There should be certainty that in such cases you have 3 days from the date of the announcement of the law.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sbanda. Tinenge tinemwe mutereri. Magadi. Magadi enyu. Magadi.
Tiripo magadi vo.
Aiwa, tiripo. Manga mchitere here zviri kubuda ku Constitutional Court uku.
Tachipota chimbozvinzwa wo pano papo asi kuti nekuda kwebasa zvedu pamwe zvachipota chipota unyaya yekubasa.
Asi munoye chivimbo here chekuti dare richa pamutongo usina kurerekera rimwe divi.
Pamwe pasi zvimwe zvakachimbohwa zvitaurika mukati kekoti yacho tachikona kuti kana dare rikasaita fevha kana kuti rikava kurerekera rimwe divi rikatonga zviri pajekerere chaipo toona vachamisa vachigona kupinda panzvimbo.
Materera mativi ose.
Kuterera kwatachiita zvedu sokutaura kwandamboita kuti nyaya iyi tachipota taita zvekuzvidimbu zvidimbu nokuti setachimbova hedu kumabasa asi zvidimbu zvatambozonzwawo zvedu taichona kuti kana iyo koti yacho ikasaaaiva zvayo pakati ichitonga zvemene mene toona zvimwe vachamisa vachigona kubudirira.
Asi magweta vamunangagwa ari kuti aiwa hapana chingaite kuti dare riti havana kukunda.
Izvo zvinogona kuita sekuti nokuti kana vanhu vagara vafungidzira havo zvokubiridzira zvavo vangagona kuderwa, asi kuti zvazvitaurika zvimwe zvacho zvachingova pachena kuti zvasina kana murambiro kana kupi, nokuti ava vachitaura magweta vachamisa vachitaura achipa giro zvekuti aita akataurawo parizeni yavo kuti zvinhu zvakamira zvakadai zvakadai isi tasingawi kuramba kwavava magweta vamunangagwa kuti avachiramba vachipawo marizeni avo apizvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Taachitaura namukomana apa.
Ndiva Silvester Mugoniwa.
Mukoma Silvester, tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ewo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from Sylvester there saying that he's confident that MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa will be declared the winner by the Constitutional Court.
Then blessing of what Mkeninyoni on Facebook, who says, why is that Priscilla Chikumba, the ZEC chairperson, got in court with a phone? We can't answer that. Then Nathaniel Mapisa on Pisa says, I'm watching together with Duncan Komo. Kuzobuya njalo Ernest Sebata uti kusazoshuba kuzavalwa kepechu isimo sempilo kuhluphe konapo. Then kuzobuya ke umsinduzwa Ndlovu uti yekela zilumane thina sifica ilihlo elilodwa. Then umusa Nkonkoni kathi khona nje ecungeni ukuthi asakhuluma ngalaye. So uti whatever the outcome of the case, I think Zimbabwe is heading in the right direction. Then Cosmo Nete says, phone me guys right now. Do you have any other people?
We have James Sandy who has an interesting observation. He says, my question is, why is it that the minister, referring here to Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi, did not give the Chamisa's lawyers permits? We are Zimbabweans in South Africa. Some of us have work permits. I'm surprised the Zimbabwe government failed to give only two from South Africa. Here are some of the highlights from the courts. There was a first Tabani Mpofu representing Mr. Chamisa, and he said, and I quote, there is a massive cover-up. There has been a massive doctoring of evidence. And he continued, there were at least 16 polling stations with identical results for Chamisa, identical results for Mnangagwa. It is like a kid who was playing with the figures. And he went on to say, a runoff is unavoidable. For now, the election must be set aside. And he added that we have a false ZEC, which is Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Mm-hmm. We have a lying ZEC. And in response to that, Tembinkosi Magwaliva, who was representing Mr. Mnangagwa, actually one of the lawyers, says, this application was not seriously done. The applicant is clearly flippant. He added that in the final analysis, it is correct to submit that the allegations have not been established. Those were, you know, some of the remarks by the lawyers in the Constitutional Court. I think we have another caller.
Yes, Slomlale Lafetunga and Sloban Bab. Hello, caller, Kunjani.
Yebo, Magadiko.
Diripo, Magadi, enyu.
Ndiripo.
Munoitwa vani?
Ndiripo Maxwell Muchati.
Mhm. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ndaida kumva kuti zvakamira sei kuti zvino nyaya yacho yakamira pasi pano nhasi.
Nhasi nyaya yapera yambo pera kutongwa tingati yedu yambo sendekwa parutivi kuti va vatongi vematare vaende kunozeya zvanga achitaurwa nemagweta. Saka vazivisaiwo kuti musi wechishanu nenguva dza2 vanenge vachikupai kuti vatonga zvipi.
Ndisikazivi kuti nyaya yacho ichamira yakanaka, yakamira sei, ichamira zvokuti MDC yabudirira kana kuti.
Ipapo manje ndo patisingakwanise manje kukudzai kuti zvichafamba sei. Hatikwanisi kukanda hakata kuti tikudzie kuti zvinenge zvakamira 1-1, asi tinongoti izvo zviri kumatare kuti vape mutongo wavo pasina kuti isu hatikwanise kutaura kana chaizvo zvatinofunga kuti uyu ndiye akakunda, uyu akadai dai. Aiwa, izvozvo zvinenge zviri kuvatongi vematare, tirongotaurawo hedu zvanga zvichibuda mudare imomo.
Okay, aneni ndopanzwa, saka ndaane chiita mukwanise kuzondifonera Friday yacho ndozondibhozi nenoo ndonga sezvo tiri mabasa, saka ndonga nemasikati toka tisipo petinoona matv toka tichingeerengawo panews here. Saka ndandikazivi kuti hamukwanisi kundifonerawo here pane Friday.
Apa pakuzokufonerai manje mega apa mukoma wangu. Pakuzokufonerai apa hatingavi bisi kuti tichakufonerai, asi tinoedza hedu but tine chikurudzira kuti muteerere pastudio 7 paredio pedu kana kuenda paFacebook page yedu. Pane zvinenge zvabuda tobva takurumidza kuzvikanda ipapo apa kuti mukwanise kunge muchipinda muchirongo. Hamusi paWhatsApp yedu here?
Na paWhatsApp handisipo.
Sei musiri paWhatsApp yedu manje?
Mira ndichatsvaga namba dzenyu.
Alright, saka tichaedza, ndichachengeta namba yenyu then totry kukutumirai mopinda paWhatsApp muchitaurawo nevamwe.
Okay, zvakanaka mukuru wangu.
Tinotenda, tinenge tine mumwe muteereri Gibbs.
Yes, loba necumwe.
Yebo.
Kunjani mfowethu? Ibizo mbani?
Maxwell Muchati.
Maxwell, kunjani baba?
Anyaphila, kunjani?
Yeah, akuphosela kho baba ngodolola.
Sorry?
Ukhuluma isikhiwa isishona kumbe isiNdebele?
Ukhuluma isishona.
Ya, taurai shona na pleasant.
All right, mukoma Maxo, yunga mawe chigona chindere wadi. All right, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Problem, handinazokona chishona neti chindere, ndinotaura Zulu ndiri kunoku, saka ndinazi, ndizvo 100%, sezvo ndongoshandawo nemaZulu.
I can speak Zulu.
Okay.
Yeah, come to void, come to void.
Sorry?
Come to void.
Taurai, you are taurai rinotaura shona. Zulu yechide kudhomba dhomba inenge ndebele yangu. Orai, taurai tizwi mukoma wangu.
Ndangotenda zvese zvamataura ipo, ndapanzwa zvakanakisisa. Nemi tinotendawo nekufambisa mashoko enyu kuti tive tichizwa mashoko akadai sakamira seivawo. Then otherwise tongomirira kuti Constitution Court yacho ichamirira pane zvipi, then tichazotodzwawo nematara acho tinonga chifamba sei
makwani sei kuke muchi
nasi supporter awachamisa
ndadabvuza kuti nasi makwani sei ere
awachamisa tinonga ingwa supporter kuti ngavarambe vakashinga moyo kudaro
ndadabvuza kuti makwani sei ere kuteerera zvanga zvichibuda kubva constitutional court sezvo zvanga zvichibuda live
ndakwanisa basa zvino handiri kubasa
namuri kubasa asi bude chivimbo kuti vachamisa vanokunda
Nice, tingori nechivimbo sezvo vakangokunda kubva pakutanga.
Aiwa tinokutenda zvikuru mukoma nekuramba muchitsigira chirongwa chedu.
Okay, ndatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's another MTC Alliance supporter is saying that he is confident of victory.
Then when I listened to the arguments by Tawanda Kanengoni, you know, he was raising some interesting things like you know, he was saying the changing of results did not mean anything to the whole case. And in terms of postal votes, you know, he said the MDC application cited 4,046 police that were approved for voting. But he says, I quote, it's all very vague. It's all very general. It's not supposed to be evidence. I end quote. So he says no policeman came to say, you know, he was disenfranchised. Then in his summary, he says, the application that was made was not an application at all. And at the same time, it was not submitted properly. Then went further to say, the figures were just some dreamland. They were just fictitious, according to him. And he says the attributes for teachers was not the way it was supposed to be. Then when it came to other issues, you know, he said advocate Mpofu was taking the court on a tangent and trying to bring issues on a particular light. Then the application before, this is a quote, the application before you is so deficient of evidence and particularity that it only suits the applicant. So those are some of the things that we actually said. But lastly, maybe, he said the applicants did not seek to open primary data, but to poison the chalice. You know, he was playing with words and speaking so slowly that you could catch some of these things. So, I mean, it was sort of like some kind of theater. But Mpofu came back, you know, in the last minute and said, look, there are so many of these polling stations that were not accounted for. So they should be accounted for. And he was hammering that point. To say there are numbers that were cooked from a pot somewhere by Zach. So people should account for that.
Interesting arguments in court. Tinemwe mutereri makadi.
Ndiripo.
Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu munonzi mukomani. Muri kupi?
Ndiri kuno South Africa.
Okay, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu ma muchiteera here zvachibuda mudare izvi.
Ndangozverenga kwakashoti handina ndikuona palife sezvo ndisi tatiri kumabasa.
Aiwa hapana chakaipa hapo. Asi mune chivimbo here chekuti
tingangoti zvese zviri kuitika zvakadai nezviri kuita vachamisa zvemaloya tinongotenda ngavarapo vakashinga akadaro then tingori masapotawo hatina chatinokwanisa kuita kana kutaura asi tinongofambana kuti isapota takadaro saka ngaaramba vakashinga moyo achangokunda semakundiro akaita pakutanga saka tinongobhilivha kuti constitution court ichangotonga sezvazviri sezvo ii just chokwadi kuti iye inofambana nechokwadi ngatimbobhiliva takamira takadaro.
Aiwa tinokutenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay, ndatenda.
Let's go to Mr. Mafinga and Mr. Spanda, but I understand we have another caller. Tinemwe muteereri, ndiani ari parunare?
Muri kutaura navamanhanda kuSouth Africa makadii?
Aiwa tiripo hedu. Maonawo sei zviri kubva kudare izvi?
Ndisati ndapinda munhauro yezvanga zvichiitika kumatare ndine makore nemakore ndichiteerera hangu nhauro dzamunopa pamhepapa kwenguva yakati rebe but what I've learned I saw that the Zimbabweans are beginning to develop a situation whereby we now hate each other so much As a result, the winning of ZANU-PF is not being admitted due to the fact of that during the era of former President Comrade Mugabe, mm-hmm. I think politically, pakavano kuita kunenge politics dziya dzerudzi kuti makaranga kana kuti mandevere kana kuti mazezuri kana kuti manyika, mm-hmm. which is why we have got this problem today in the country. Mm-hmm. I was born early during the liberation struggle and I grew up in the liberation struggle. Mm-hmm. Each and every time I'm trying to ask myself, when I listen to the comments that are being given by our lawyer, one of the human rights lawyers, Mr. Dewa Mazinga, mm-hmm. sometimes I don't want to place him as a human rights lawyer. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to believe that possible he is a political analyst. Mm-hmm. You know, instead for him to unite the Zimbabweans with no side that he is supporting, mm-hmm. he found himself like he has got a side that he is supporting. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a shocking. If ZANU-PF have won election, mm-hmm. why don't we come up as Zimbabweans, especially you, the academic people? Can you please try to understand that this song that we are singing now, it's hurting the people who are in deep rural, in Kezi, in Mberengwa, in Mrewa. All those people are suffering because of the so-called academic people. Mm-hmm. Because what we are talking is not about uniting Zimbabwe and admitting and to move on as a united Zimbabwean people to make sure that what we want to do by the end of the day, democracy will prosper. Mm-hmm.
So
that is only my concern.
I'm not having any problem with Chamisa, I'm not having any problem with whoever,
but all I'm saying is with the new dispensation that came late 2017, I would want to say if we could have given Comrade Mnangagwa a chance to see how he is going to rule. But automatically, even if the court can declare him as the winner, he's not going to go anywhere because already we are saying we are not admitting, we are not accepting him.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Some people might say what you are calling a new dispensation, nothing at all has changed. They can point out to the fact
that six people
were actually killed allegedly by the military. And nothing was done. No one was arrested. The same people can actually say that, you know what, wait a minute. What has changed? Mr. Mnangagwa, for example, some are alleging refused to apologize even for the Gukurahundi atrocity.
Thank
so
you.
How can a nation move forward like that?
Let me give you a point.
Mm-hmm.
Were you expecting the international to say congratulations to the Zimbabwean people because they took out Mugabe out
mm-hmm.
in less than 2 months or 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind, for all these decades, we have been in a very shambles situation that the Zimbabweans were struggling.
Why?
Due to the fact of sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
And we know very well that sanctions came after the existence of the formation of MDC in 1999. And we cannot
deny that. They were there in Rhodesia, remember?
However, we would want MDC to become as an official opposition party in the country. There's nothing wrong for opposition to be there in the country.
Smith.
But for us to use
Hello.
The language of to say, if it is like this, then sanctions are deserved to be there. Who are they hating to? Because Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa will be safe. Chamisa will be safe. What about you and I?
Mm-hmm. But sanctions, I think some might argue that are imposed for a reason. In Rhodesia, there were actually sanctions because Smith was alleged to be engaging in human rights abuses.
I might agree with you, but mm-hmm. bear in mind the political global is always changing.
Thank you so much, my brother. I think it's a discussion for another day. Thank you. I think we've run out of time. Thank you so much. We want to take this opportunity to thank human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora of the Chamisa Formation, and also Mr. Job Sibanda. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying bye-bye.